go now to Chris in Apple Valley on iCatholic Radio app. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir. How can Jim help you?
Hi. First of all, I've been calling in a lot lately. I hope that's okay. I have a lot of questions.
The fee triples with each call. What are you up to now, Chris?
Okay, so I mentioned briefly on another call that I was joining the Catholic Church, and I guess, so this is basically, I'm married, I have two kids, mm-hmm. but this decision is, as of right now, is a personal decision, as opposed to, say, like a family decision, and my wife is supportive of my decision to become Catholic, but she has no interest of doing so herself at this point. And my question is, I was not married in a church. I'm legally married, but it wasn't a church wedding. And is this going to be, is this sort of going to get in the way of my process and eventually receiving the Eucharist and everything?
Okay. Yeah, Chris,
that was a lot, Jim. Do you untangle that?
Great question. I think I understand what you're asking, and I think I've got good news for you. But let me ask you first, what faith background do you come from, and what faith background does your wife come from? Are they, in both cases, non-Catholic upbringing? Neither one of you have ever been Catholics?
Yeah, neither one of us was raised Catholic. This would be new for either one of us.
Okay. Neither one of you ever baptized as Catholics. And,
no.
and that's what you're looking to do now, enter the church. And even if you've already been validly baptized outside the church, that baptism is going to be recognized as valid. As long as it was valid, you will not be baptized again. In the same sense, your marriage, the church fully recognizes marriages among non-Catholics as being valid marriages. In fact, if you and your wife are both validly baptized Christians, not Catholics, not Catholic baptisms, but Christian baptisms that are valid, then your marriage, just by the very fact that you and she are both baptized Christians and are validly married to each other, would mean that your marriage is a sacrament. It's already a sacrament. Now, you're coming into the church is not going to do anything negative to any of this at all. Your coming into the church is just going to be a positive step, and it's going to the church is going to continue to recognize your marriage and continue to recognize the sacramentality of your marriage, if indeed it is sacramental. And you will then be able to go on and receive the other sacraments as well. Are you validly baptized now, Chris? Were you baptized in a mainstream Protestant denomination, for example?
No, I was never baptized. I was okay. In the church, and I said the prayer to accept Jesus and everything, but I don't think that I was ever baptized.
Okay, what about your wife?
I believe she was.
She was. Okay, so if your situation right now is you are not baptized, but your wife is validly baptized in a Christian baptism, even though it's not Catholic, your marriage is still going to be recognized as valid. And once you become baptized, once you're baptized when you enter the church, at that point you will both already be baptized, or you'll both be baptized at that point, by that very fact, your marriage will become sacramental at that point. So this is actually a really good thing, an extra bonus of entering the church. It's going to not only allow you to receive the Eucharist and baptism and confirmation, but it's also going to make your marriage sacramental, make your marriage a source of sacramental graces, of sanctifying grace in your lives. So this is just a beautiful thing, Chris, and I hope you continue in the process. And if you do have more questions, absolutely, if you don't want to call and ask them on the air, if you feel like you're doing that too much, I know you can call the apologist line at Catholic Answers, or just call in and talk to an apologist.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the forums at Catholic.com, because that's what everyone's there for, is to help answer your questions, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, that's probably a better idea. We try to keep the call quota to one customer per month. But the apologist line is 619-387-7200, if you have a pen there, Chris. 619-387-7200. You can find that as well, I believe, at our website, Catholic.com. You're on your way, fellow sinner. Keep us in your prayers.
Thank you.
Likewise. Okay, Chris. Appreciate the call.